Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hurts looking, stepping up. He is letting it fly. He is looking for Devontae Smith, and it is intercepted.
Game over.
Game over. An absolutely heartbreaking loss.
Why? Brutal. Just a brutal loss at Lincoln Financial Field last night. Welcome on. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll have Merrill Reese an hour from now. Ross Tucker later in the show. And a lot to get into and a lot of blame to go around for a game the Eagles absolutely and totally gave away last night on Monday Night Football. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Just let y'all know something. Unc tell y'all something. It's not because, you know, when he tells your girlfriend's not that cute, it's not because he doesn't love you, because Unc does love you. He's just trying to get you right. You know, just trying to tell you because he loves you. He tells you these things because he loves you. And in this situation, I'm Unc, Joe. I'm Unc.
You're
I
Unc?
Am the drunk
okay.
uncle at the barbecue that tried to give everybody, you know, spit game and let them know what potentially could happen yesterday. And it's not like, listen, I'm not here trying to take any credit.
Starting
it's unfortunate.
When I told you so. All
no,
right.
It's not. It's unfortunate that, you know, it happened the way that it happened. But we cannot, we are not in a position to overlook anybody. And I know everybody talk about, well, people got mad at me talking about, oh, you still think defense is a luxury? Yes. Yes, I do. You know what last night was?
Man, this defense stinks, man.
You know what last night was, though, Joe?
What was that?
You're going into a street fight with somebody. You're going into a street fight with somebody you know ain't going to throw no punches. When the rubber hits the road, you put your defense in a bad spot. You put them in a bad spot, knowing that all night long, the first person to get to the quarterback last night on this team was what, 36 years old?
Yeah, he's a half a talk show host. He was in here this morning.
36 years old. He's the first person to get to the quarterback, and it was negated because of a penalty.
Yep.
That should tell you everything you need to know. But like I tried to tell you, early on in this season, and this is not I told you so, but man, the offense has to lead the way.
Well, they do. They do, and they didn't do enough last night. The defense was just awful in so many ways last night. And, Hugh, we're going to get into all the reasons for blame, and there's a lot to go around between the offense that couldn't close, between a star player that had a drop, a quarterback that can't throw that pick in that spot, a defense that can't stop anybody. Anybody, a $51 million pass rusher that is lost right now. But the biggest blame for me for last night is very simple. It's on the head coach. Nick Sirianni lost that football game. If Nick Sirianni just has clear and concise thinking, they get out with a victory. Nick Sirianni has one job. And everyone told me all offseason, Joe, leave him alone. Joe, you're too hard on Nick Sirianni. He's a CEO. I was even told he doesn't matter. Well, he lost the football game last night. He lost the game. His decision-making on fourth downs and third down and field goal decisions in the first half, not taking the three.
Yeah, they were kind of over for third down.
And then the second half, late in the game, 1:46 to go, was ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense, all right? My position is this. They should not have thrown the football. And I know Saquon dropped it, and it's a bad drop. But they can't throw the ball there. They have to run the football, Hugh. It would have knocked 40 more seconds off the clock, all right? And if they run the ball and they don't get the first down, the clock is moving. The Falcons have zero timeouts to go in that game. Cousins is off an Achilles. He can't move very well up and down the field. Those seconds matter in a no huddle where they have no timeouts, all right? So say they run the football and they don't get it. They can kick the field goal on fourth down and give it back, and there's a minute to go, and they're up six, and the Falcons have to go, I don't know, maybe 70, maybe 90 yards, okay? They could also go for the fourth down on a tush push if they only get 1 or 2 yards on the Saquon run on third down. The one thing they can't do there is stop the clock. They can't stop the clock and give them life.
Yeah.
And if you're going.
That's exactly what they did. Yes.
And if you're going to throw the football, this is why it really bothered me last night. It doesn't make any sense. If you're throwing the football on third and three, you know what you're telling me as the coach? You don't want to give the ball back. You want to end the game right there with a first down throw. Okay, I'll buy it. But then you got to go for the fourth down because you're saying, I don't trust my defense. I don't want to give them the ball back.
Yeah, so, and you have to know that, man. You have
can't
to know.
Just kick the field goal then.
Your defense didn't put pressure on anybody last night. Like, they didn't stop the run. The Falcons ran for over 100 and some odd yards. You didn't stop anybody last night. You can't. If I know my defense is not that dynamic, then I cannot put them in positions to like you put them in last night. You just can't. I mean, that's football one-on-one, people. Like, you know that even with your best receiver out, you have to do everything in your power to protect your defense. They didn't do that last night. They did not protect those guys. And, you know, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk all day about how bad the defense stinks and everything
well,
like
they
that.
They do. They do.
Hell, I told you that before the season started.
And you also told me they'd be better. They I look told, worse.
You know why they would be better, Joe?
Mm.
Because you're playing with the lead. You did nothing to help them out in the first quarter. You left a lot of meat on the bone.
I agree
when you
with
talk about offensively some of the plays that you called and not going for the field, not kicking a field
I
goal.
I agree with that.
Come on, man.
So
this defense is not ready to be what you thought they were that first game against the Green Bay Packers. It's not.
All right, where's your biggest play? Mine is clearly on Sirianni.
The coaches.
I thought he lost the game.
Coach Goober. He didn't do enough to me. He didn't call the dynamic enough plays. Why is Brent Covey touching the ball six times? Like, seriously, all jokes aside, Brent Covey, he had six receptions for 23 yards. Why are we wasting plays on Brent Covey? Why? Like, seriously, why? Why is he touching the rock? Why aren't you giving it the ball? Dallas Goedert had two catches for 38 yards. Why are you not feeding your premier guys? Like, seriously, why are we so – we enamored? Like, we knew we had to spread the ball around. Hell, give the ball to the guys – that are making plays. Brent Covey got little boy when they ran that screen play. Some dude grabbed him with one arm and stopped his forward momentum. Why is he touching the ball six times, man? Why is that the case?
I don't know. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on the blame game for last night? It's a game that, like, when they go over the two-minute warning and the Falcons are out of timeouts, there should be no chance the Falcons win that football game. Like, you would think it would need a turnover to happen, and yet it didn't take the turnover. They gave it back, and they lose the game. Who do you blame?
So, well, to me, it comes down to really two guys, or maybe one, if you want to blame this on Howie Roseman. The two guys that he gave the most money to this offseason blew that game yesterday. I mean, Bryce Huff for being non-existent, that is what it is, and I'm totally tired of hearing about defense is a luxury. It's not. This defense sucks. It's not true. The defense, I mean, let them go down the field in four plays last night.
It might be the worst defense in the league.
It was horrible. There's no way they should be worse than they are last year. They look like they might be. Saquon Barkley, I love the guy. You got to catch that freaking ball, dude. I have no issue whatsoever with them throwing it on third and three. That could have ended the game right then and there. And kicking the field goal, okay, whatever. Maybe you can say you should have went for it on the fourth and three. But that forces them to have to go all the way down the field and score a touchdown as opposed to just getting in field goal range, which they definitely would have done. I mean, considering they got down the field in a minute for four plays. So I don't really necessarily mind that. So the decision making by Sirianni, I like that he was aggressive. The players just didn't execute. And blaming Britton Covey or whatever is completely pointless.
Well, I think he was blaming Kellen Moore.
Okay, sure.
No, I'm not blaming Britton Covey, he shouldn't be touching the rock.
Well, A.J. Brown is out. Like, they have to give the ball to somebody. You can't give Devontae Smith 100 touches. It's just not going
to
work. Like,
well, that goes back to Howie, to your point. I mean, right. Howie found Jahan Dotson, who the Commanders said, please take him
Jahan
off our hands.
Jahan Dotson caught one pass
because he can't
yards.
Play.
Howie built a mediocre football team.
You know what? Right now it looks like that. At some point, you know, every time Howie trades for a former first-round pick, we say, wow, Howie, maybe we need to look to ourselves and say, why is their team giving him up? Maybe he stinks. He had a chance to play last night. He did nothing. 215-592-9494. Here's what I'll say on Sirianni. I'm going to give you an analogy, and this is why he bothers me. Nothing adds up. This is like playing poker with someone, and sometimes they hit on 17, sometimes they don't. They're just going by the seat of their pants. There's no plan. How do you not go for the field goal?
That's the best way to gamble, though, sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, it's also a way to lose. It's also a way to lose. There's no identity here. There's no identity. If you go for the 3rd-and-3 on the pass, and you pass up the chance to run the 40 seconds, then you better send that offense back out there on the 4th down and say, we're ending the game right now. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It's like watching someone put a parlay together and say, give me all the over receiving yards and give me the under on the quarterback passing yards. And you look at the person, you say, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. That's the head coach. His one job. He has literally one job now. One. To put the team in good position with his decisions on game day. He is not in charge of the offense. He's not in charge of the defense. And last night, he put him in a bad spot. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most from the loss last night? We'll get more into the heavily debated decision last night. What Sirianni said about the decision to throw on 3rd-and-3. And Saquon's take on his drop. It is the Midday Show. A lot to talk about. That was a brutal loss. A brutal, brutal loss on a night they should have won that football game against a very mediocre Falcon team. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. We got a lot to talk about today right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
That's a pretty sure play. I like the play call here. Everything is there except the catching of the football, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Saquon for that, man. I'm not mad. I mean, you should have ran the ball. You should have ran the ball, but I'm not mad at him for dropping it.
Well, I'm not happy he dropped it either.
No,
I mean, he's got to catch
the ball.
It's not like I'm excited
that he dropped it. But, you know, I had some friends from Atlanta. They called me last night. I was like, oh, your fan base is going to kill Saquon for dropping that pass. They're idiots. I'm like, man, nobody's going to kill him for that.
Well, oh, Kyle did blame him. Here's what, you know,
seriously?
Well, he dropped the pass to end the game.
Okay, he didn't execute it, but it was the play call was sound.
So, well, no, I don't think it was. I mean, it was a bad decision. There's different elements to this, and we'll get to all your reacts here. 215-592-9049 for the call. If we're just judging it by like the design and the call, it worked, right? It got him open.
Yeah, yeah. Strictly the call.
The call was fine. The decision to pass, I believe, was faulty, especially when you factor in that they didn't then go for it on fourth down. If you're going to go for the third down pass, you got to go for the fourth down. And also the Saquon thing. Does anyone know? Do the Eagles know he's dropped more passes than any running back in the NFL the last 4 years?
What did analytics tell them in that situation?
Well, I don't care what the analytics tell them.
Well, I think that's why they ran it, Joe.
Yeah, but guess what? Sometimes you got to use your eyes. And Sirianni doesn't use his eyes.
No, I feel you.
First quarter of the game, when they went for the, instead of going for the field goal, right, early in the game, they're in the red zone. They don't have A.J. Brown. Your best receiver is my weight at 160. Okay, he's not a red zone target, Devontae Smith, or it's difficult for him, more difficult than it would be if you have AJ in the field. They didn't go for the field goal then, so that's a dumb decision. Okay, and then you go to the fourth quarter, and you throw into a guy that drops more balls than any running back. Saquon's not a very good receiving back. He is a tremendous player, but he has a lot of drops. It's not a sound decision by any stretch. Let's hear Sirianni after the game. Why? Why did they throw the football on the third and three?
Nick, what was your thought process on the third and three call on the pass? And on that play, is there a mechanism where Jalen just sits down, takes a sack, if that's not wide open?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside, and you know, it didn't work.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, it didn't work. They got baited into it. They got baited into throwing the football when there was no reason to throw it there. Saquon Barkley, he had the drop. Kyle did blame him. And I'm sure he won't be the only one today. Here's Saquon after the game on the drop.
Dropped the ball. Let my team down today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch. Game's over. Relax. Back to my old habits. And just got to go back. Get back to work.
Were you surprised with the play call? Did you expect a running play or...
No. Once I knew it, I thought it was a great play call. I just got to make the catch.
Well, he does have to make the catch. Unfortunately, he did not. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. What's up?
Oh, my God. It was
you all right. Take your time,
yeah,
Larry.
We all got to take a deep breath today.
Take a deep breath. Larry. Gather your thoughts and then, you know, holler at us.
What do you got for us?
What you got?
All right. It was a horrendous loss. Like, this might have been, like, coming into the season, you know, the first two games, you're supposed to make a statement with the offense and the weapons that you had and the team that you built. And to get in the game, you know, the first drive down the field, Nick Sirianni is a bonehead. Like, you pass the ball on the fourth and three. When you have a running back who's getting 9-plus yards a carry on the first drive, and you want to throw the ball in the end zone, run the ball. You or kick the field goal. Like, I was pissed off in his decision-making on, you know, I get you want to be aggressive. You want to start, you want to make a stand, you want to be aggressive. But run the ball. You have a weapon that is primarily unstoppable on the ground, and you want to throw the ball when it's not time to throw the ball. I think he just needs to be at home with his headset on, watching the game, and doing it from there. Should not be on the sideline.
So we want Sirianni at home for the next game? Just keep him home?
Keep him home for all season. Huh? Like he's a bonehead who makes dumb decisions when you want to pass the ball when it's not time to pass the ball. You want to run the ball when it's, you know, and you know, he needs to do something else besides what he's doing.
Well, this is, I mean, unfortunately, Larry, he's the head coach of the team, and Larry, we appreciate the phone call. He's not going to be home unless they fire him. He's going to be on the sidelines. He doesn't have any responsibility, offense or defense. His job is to get the players ready, prepared, right? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
They did have 9 penalties last night and again lost a turnover battle. And his second job is the in-game decisions. This is all his job is here is to do, is to keep this thing on the track during the game. We can't come on here and talk about Sirianni affecting the game in a negative way. That's his only job. And he failed at it last night. Even with the defense, how bad it was. And it stinks and it's not a luxury. They could have won, even with no A.J. Brown. They should have won. All they had to do was finish the last drive. All they had to do, I just want him to decide, am I aggressive, am I conservative, Hugh? And last night, he was back and forth.
It was all over the place. I mean, and you know, you can ask that question legitimately because of the beginning of the game when, you know, you had opportunity to take the 3 points.
Yep.
You didn't take them. And we're sitting there and we're wondering, like sometimes – The easiest thing to do is the most obvious. I mean, and I understand where you're coming from, Joe, because we kind of went through this morning. Man, run the football, man. I mean, I understand we are in a situation where, you know, we have a little bit older back and we're concerned about his health. But listen, hey, that man, how much money are we giving? We can't work. We don't have the luxury right now with our defense in the position that they're in right now. We don't have the luxury to be playing chess. These are straight checker moves, these first couple games of the season.
Yeah, they have been checker moves.
And I know, listen, I know I've been on here and I always talk about playing chess and not checkers and all this other stuff. Last night, we should have played checkers because last night, we should have, instead of trying to be cute and distribute the ball around and talking about we should have did this, that, man, run the ball down their throat. They couldn't stop it, just like we couldn't stop the run. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And I understand that, you know, in situations where, you know, you want to be, analytics tells you to do this, that, and the third and all this. Nah, bruh, run the ball, give the ball to Saquon, give the ball to the other backs, just keep the ball on the ground. Keep that defense off the field. And people are mad this morning talking about how bad this defense sucks. This defense is exactly what I thought it would be.
It's worse.
No, it's exactly what I thought
it
would be.
It's so bad.
That's the worst yards per play allowed in the league.
Let me tell you what happened last night, which I tried to tell you was going to happen. This team is not good against the run. They're not even good at setting the edges. They can't even stop. Everything that you see the Falcons did last night, it was perimeter runs. They ran to the perimeter because neither end, I ain't seen an end set an edge in 2 weeks. Hell, they ain't set no edge so much that I feel like I need to be cussed out because I used to play the position and I know what I'm supposed to do. At 53 years old, I'm looking like, damn, I'm looking around. I got PTSD because I'm like, damn, set the edge. I'm not out there. But you get what I'm saying? They're not playing sound defense, but you keep rolling them out there. You keep running these old stupid ass plays on offense and you keep running them out there instead of protecting your defense and running the football.
But they did run a lot.
Ran a lot. You need to run more.
But how much can you run?
You need to run more.
I think they ran yesterday between Hurts and Gainwell.
No, because they had, like, between
Barkley,
the two of
37
them,
rushes.
Like, Barkley had 95 yards rushing for, like, 22 carries, and Jalen had, like, 15 or something. But still.
But at some point, doesn't the defense have to figure it out?
Man, listen, they ain't figured it out yet.
Why not? They have allowed in two games. This is going to sound made up. I'm not making this up. They've allowed 10 rushes of at least 14 yards. It's by far the most in the NFL. They can't stop anybody.
You know what it is, and I understand what you're saying, Joe, and it's like how much is too much because when you look at the rushes, they had 37 rushes. They had 37 rushes like between Jalen, Kenny Gainwell, and Saquon. They needed more because you got nothing from your defense. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's sad that it is, but you know we're willing to run BG old ass out there and play him to death, but we're not willing to do that for the running back who's a lot younger. I mean, hell, this is the situation that we're in. This is the situation that we've been put in. Hell, BG, like I said earlier, The oldest cat on the field was the first person to get to the quarterback. If I'm a young defensive player, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. Because this old-ass man who's on his, and no disrespect to BG, I'm just making a point, this older veteran player, this revered player, is the only cat out there that's putting pressure on the quarterback, and you got two young Thundercats out there that got blazing speed and youth on their side, can't get nowhere close to the damn quarterback. That's embarrassing.
Well, the whole defense is embarrassing. Thomas Booker's making more plays than Carter and Davis. Thomas Booker.
And how the hell you tired? Like, I saw guys out there with their hands. How the hell you tired in week two? What are you doing at practice every day? Like, I'm sitting there talking to Seth, and we're, you know, two old-ass guys that used to play the game that realized that, you know, just, like, it's a country club now. Let's just call it what it is. It's country club living. You know, you can wear flip-flops and sandals to practice now and get work done. You need to do everything. You're making too much damn money to ever allow yourself to be tired on a football field. You just are. Hell, get on the treadmill. Do cardio after work. If you know you're going to play, it's a good chance that you might be in games like this. Let me tell you what I do know for a fact. It's going to be another game like this weekend if you don't get your head out your ass. Like, seriously. The Saints see that film. They look at that film against the Green Bay Packers. And they're going to look at that film against Atlanta Falcons. You know what Alvin Kamara going to do? Ooh, whoever has Alvin Kamara on their fantasy football team, you put him in the lineup. If he was on the bench, put him in the lineup because he's about to go off this weekend.
Yeah, he might go for 150 against this defense. I mean, and at some point, I know, Hugh, you were talking about tired, conditioning, yeah, and like just finding some guile deep down.
Find some pride.
Yeah, but at some point, that's important. They might just not be good. I mean, we have to acknowledge this. Nolan Smith might suck. I mean, if we opened our eyes to this, he can't play. Bryce Huff can't play. Jordan Davis, I've been waiting for 3 years. He might not be able to play. And Jalen Carter, like, we went a little too far on the next Warren Sapp thing. Make a play. Make a play. Kirk Cousins can't move in the pocket, and he's standing back there just waiting and waiting and waiting. And the guys are coming open in the secondary because they can't cover either. I mean, like, they've got a problem, and that's why I go back to the coach. I'm not blaming Nick Sirianni for the defense. He has no control over that. That's Howie. That's Fangio. But he gave Kirk Cousins extra time, and then instead of going for the fourth down to end the game with his offense and his expensive quarterback, he kicked a field goal. Like, he did everything wrong there. You have to get the first down, or you have to run clock. You can't not run clock and not get a touch the first down. It makes no sense. Lamar's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lamar.
Oh, man, gosh, where do I get started? Hey, Joe, that was awful. And I want to say one thing. Like, this is the earliest I've ever checked out of a season. And they may say it's a stretch, but for 20 years now, since you've been playing, we've been watching this team do nothing to replace Jim Johnson. It don't matter what you do on the offense. The defense is so bad because they've got one philosophy. That philosophy is play stick defense. Hugh, you watch college football. Joe, you watch college football. We have some of the best talent that's came out of college the last 5 or 6 years. You mean to tell me all these guys became brain dead when they got to the NFL?
Well, Lamar, I don't think so. But I do have a question that I've just been wondering. It's not just to you. It's just I've just wondered to myself. Lamar, with all these Georgia kids, I have started to wonder if they were all B players, all together on the same defense, and they together were an A unit, and they're not that great of prospects. That we got duped, that Howie got duped, that there were 11 B to B plus college players all playing together every Sunday against maybe 3 or 4 legitimate NFL players every week, and they looked better than they individually are. Because none of them, except for Carter the first half last year, looked that good.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think that Jalen Ramsey is the A1 cornerback?
Well, not anymore, but he used to be.
Not anymore, but he used to be.
Yeah.
But did you hear what Jalen Ramsey said about Vic Fangio? To me, Vic Fangio is the leader of all these little mini-me's we've had the last 5 or 6 years.
The leader.
He believes in the sticks. He's the leader of them. So last night, what I've seen you had times where they only rushed 3 guys. You rush 3 guys and you got 8 guys in coverage. A receiver just found a soft spot in the coverage, caught the ball. But if you notice who they rush, it was time they rushed Nolan Smith. You can't rush two linebackers that are 200 pounds off the edge and one defensive tackle, and then at length you're getting pressure with 5 400-pound linemen.
Well, that's not going to work. Not Lamar, I get it. And then Lamar's going back to the style of defense that they play. They played it with Fangio now. They played it with Desai last year. But did we forget this worked with Jonathan Gannon when they had good players? Kyle, when they had good players on this defense, the scheme, we could pick things apart in the sticks defense, but like when they had Hassan Reddick in his prime and they had Javon Hargrave and they had a better version of Josh Sweat and they had Fletcher Cox and they had TJ Edwards and they had a younger Darius Slay, this thing worked. It wasn't the scheme. They don't have good players.
Everybody complained about the sticks defense and 10 yards off and stuff, but they set the franchise sack record that year because they had guys that could actually get close to the quarterback.
Guys that had that want to, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, guys, I'm watching the film right now, guys on the ground, guys on the back, guys getting pushed around. Like, that, to me, I hear what you're saying about the talent. To me, that's more pride than anything. Like, that's pride. And like I told you, like, when Jim Johnson was here, and I hate to invoke the ghost of the past and God rest his soul and stuff, it was a different era, man. And you know, I was sitting here talking to Seth. When you played defense, especially playing defense here, it was different because you thought about all the other guys that came before you. You know what I mean? And you thought about how prideful it was to be a part of a Philadelphia defense. I remember my first time coming to the stadium, and he was hurt. Andy Harmon, he was here the year before I got here, and he was done. Like, Andy Harmon was that dude. Like, people loved Andy Harmon because he played tough and he was a hardcore. He's not one of the names that you would readily remember. But the reason why I bring him up, because he was a guy that played tough. He played hardcore, and people liked that about him. This defense right now, man, they're okay with being pushed around. They're okay with being on their back. They're okay with guys running them over. It's pathetic to see. It really is.
Pathetic is the right word. 215.
You got all these grown-ass men out there. It's pathetic.
It's pathetic. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for last night's loss? It's Sirianni for me. Hughes on coaching overall. The defense was awful. The play calling, not good. And, of course, the Saquon drop. I mean, you know, we did a meme on Nelson Agholor for years when he dropped a pass. That Saquon drop was terrible. I mean, he knows it. And I'm not saying he lost him the game, but he catches that ball, things are different. Chris in Middletown, what's up, Chris?
Happy ugly day, man.
It is an ugly. That went from they're about to be 2-0 to, man, this thing got ugly fast in a very short period of time. What are you feeling, Chris?
Dude, here's what I feel. I watched that game with extreme confidence the entire time. I knew it was a tight game, but I felt good. I felt like we had control of the game. Felt like it was going to be a good outcome. And literally in the last minute and a half, I just got punched right in the stomach and was like, what the hell did I just watch? And you know who I blame? Howie. I blame Howie. This is Howie's team. Howie put the milk carton of players together. He brought in Huff. He's the one that drafted Nolan Smith. He's the one that brought in and drafted Jordan Davis. He's brought in all these bums on defense that cannot find the quarterback. They don't even know who he is. I watched Jalen Smith multiple times get knocked on his keister. I mean, you?
Yes, sir.
Out of respect for you, brother, you're saying he doesn't have any fight? Dude, these dogs, you, I need you to go down there and straighten these men out. I don't know what is going on. They have no fight. And you, Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry, sir. You were correct yesterday. You were 100% correct with what you said. I mean, these guys have no heart. They're a bunch of tin men out there. It is disgusting to watch them. And no play Slay. Where the hell were you on that go-ahead touchdown? You didn't have the inside leverage. You had outside, and you bit inside and left Drake London wide.
He admitted that, though. He did admit that because he said he was too busy looking at the quarterback, and he let Drake get out. Yeah, he admitted that. I mean, hell, it's a bad play. But at least he, like Slade, at least he did admit it.
Oh, that makes me feel better?
Well, I mean, it's a start because you remember last year, he didn't admit stuff like that. I mean, I'm just commendable.
Yeah, maybe he's starting to cheat with his eyes because he can't cover anymore. Have we thought about that?
Yeah, and when you start at rock bottom, I guess, you know, any little thing is better than what you did last year.
You got to take positives out of games.
Out of positives, Chris, last night?
Absolutely not.
That's an old-timer, Hugh.
I know I'm being heavy-handed, but it's out of love. I think they could get better. They need
on defense?
Yes, I think they need to have some tough. They need to have some tough conversations.
All right, you said they could get better. Other than Jalen Carter, are we sure anybody else is really that good right now?
I think they can. I think
who's good? Who's good at what they do?
I feel a little uncomfortable, Joe.
I'm about to stand up. I just want an answer because everyone keeps telling me they could get better.
Joe, I feel
Nolan Smith. Can he play right now? The answer's no.
He got some speed.
He got speed. Rocked by a running back. I got Bryce Huff getting blocked by a tight end. Jordan Bryce Davis is just there. He's just taking up space.
He needs to get in better shape.
N'Kobe Dean, everyone tells me, well, he's good against the run, Joe. Teams are averaging seven yards a carry.
It's not considered being good against the run.
I'm just not sure any player on this defense is that good.
Positive yards down the field.
It's not good. And then I got a head coach who has no idea what he's doing in late game situations. I mean, he's just making it up as he goes along.
They got to play better.
20,
up front,
hit. 18, hold. Like, what game are we playing here, Nick? I can't do it anymore. Kevin, what's up, man? Losing it.
Was that a gambling analogy? 18, yeah, hit, 20,
hold. It was black.
Hold.
It was black. Come on, blackjack. You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm upset. Kevin, go ahead. Sorry.
In the second quarter last night, I had three different people text me. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Kirk Cousins or Jalen Hurts? I mean, it's amazing. Kirk Cousins is 7-5 against us, and while I agree with everything you said, Jalen Hurts as the quarterback last night, the number one paid player on our team, how does he get a pass? Six straight games with an interception before I get to Fangio. Six consecutive games. We walked off the field with a timeout. He makes a horrible play.
Arm got hit, dog. His arm got hit.
I don't know if it did.
Come on, man.
No, it didn't.
Out of all the people you want to blame, you're going to jail.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second.
I get it.
I mean, all they need is 15 yards for a field goal, and he throws a pick.
You're right. And you know what?
Correct.
It's funny.
It's a Seattle game all over again.
Yeah, he had other options. He went to go.
Yeah,
deep.
Listen,
I get it. Yeah.
We had 7 points at halftime. 7 points, and that's not a good football team we played after 11 days of preparation. That's the best we've got, and I don't care about A.J. Brown not being on the field. We had the two best players on offense on the field.
Britton Covey and who?
And we had 7 points.
Britton Covey.
I agree with you. Why is he throwing him the ball?
Britton Covey has six catches.
Kevin, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, he's not wrong. Hurts throwing the pick there. Hurts getting a little pass today.
He is. Because outside of that, he had a pretty decent game. He got a decent game running the ball. And I'm not laying blame there. I'm more mad at the offensive coordinator for putting that bad defense in the position that you put in. You know we bad. But, you ever seen the movie Devil in a Blue Dress?
No, I haven't.
There's a character that Don Cheadle played. Mm. And it was Denzel Washington. And it was his cousin. And every time he left somebody with his cousin, they ended up dead. So Don Cheadle asked him, like, hell, if you didn't want him dead, why are you leaving with me? It's kind of the same thing with this defense. Devil in a Blue Dress. This defense, why? If you don't want him to score, why you put us in position to help make him score?
You don't want us to die. Why are you putting the defense on the field?
It was you got to watch it, man. It was a good movie. It was a good movie because it was like he brought his cousin up from down south. He's like, if you ain't want him dead, why are you leaving with me?
So you're saying when the defense in the field were as good as dead?
Yeah.
And that makes me feel better?
Well, it should, especially if you got it in a tight game.
Mm. All right, 215-592-9494.
I tried.
I know you tried. We'll come back. Your phone calls. What hit you from the loss last night? Your calls next segment. Merrill will react with us at 11. Plus, when we come back, Sirianni already getting a bit testy at his press conference. That's next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Guys, I have a confession to make, one that I and many of you have to make. Hair's thinning. My hair's thinning. Your hair's thinning. Hugh's hair's thin a long time ago. And listen, it happens to all of us. You know what I did? I visited my friend, Dr. Rafi, and he gave me hope. Look, everyone loses hair as we age, and our hair loss won't stop until we stop it. I'm not talking about those over-the-counter shampoos and supplements, because if you use them, you know they're not a permanent answer. Looks matter. If you're newly single, have a wedding or a job interview coming up, trying to land more clients, or just want to look the way you remember, you don't need to suffer anymore, because Dr. Rafi and his team at Precision Hair Restoration will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge Artist Robotic or Neograft FUE technology or the non-surgical Almatet. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100. The 215-800-9100 and get your confidence back, or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.com.
clarify on the calls, though. Kellen's making, you know, that
Kellen's the offense coordinator that makes so. Kellen's the offense coordinator makes the calls. Yeah, if you're trying to stir that up,
rule him on those.
Yeah, I'm the head coach.
Okay.
And away we go. Welcome back. It's Midday Show. You Douglas Show.
A little testy.
Yeah, a little testy. Well, I mean, I think that... Is the reporter trying to stir it up? Yeah, a little bit. But is it a fair question there? Who's making the call? Like, Sirianni's got to be able to veto that if he wants to, right? That's the way I view it. Like, third and three.
I mean, he's the head coach.
He's the head coach. Like, Kellen comes up with the idea. All right, this is the play. And maybe Sirianni's good with it, but if he's not, he could say, look, let's run the football. I mean, he's in charge of the game. He's
the
head coach.
Too early in the season to be that tested, too.
Mm. Well, coming off of last year, I'm not surprised.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's a little telling. It's a little telling.
It is?
You know, because, I mean, I guess, you know, in a situation like that, that's a normal question to ask. Who was doing what? And what happened? And for you to get testy, that speaks volumes. I mean, let's just say what it is. For you to feel, defensive. Because, you know, it's funny. Yesterday during the show, and Spike set me up for this, by the way. Because I'm listening to the show coming home, and, you know, I'm listening to Ike's analogy. Because, you know, you try to listen to see... Like, if you're, like, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but you want to kind of see if you're on the same wavelength.
Sure.
So Spike comes in and say, you know, Ike was talking bad about you. Ike didn't say a word. And so I got defensive because I was like, what are you talking about? Da-da-da-da. It's the same thing. And it wasn't nothing to be defensive about because, like I said, we were on the same wavelength. Same thing with Coach Sirianni. It's too early in the season.
Can we hear it again? Let's hear the question defensive. And answer, because it did feel a little bit like a very strong reaction to something that I don't think is out of left field to ask.
Clarify on the calls, though. Kellen's making, you know, that
Kellen's the offense coordinator that makes so. Kellen's the offense coordinator makes the calls. Yeah, if you're trying to stir that up,
rule him on those.
Yeah, I'm the head coach.
Okay.
See that's a strong reaction to something like you've inadvertently opened the door.
Yep.
For us to speculate on who made that, who vetoed what. Like, that's what you did. That's why I went and to wrap it all up, after I got defensive, I sat there and I was like, oh, shouldn't have gotten that defensive over something that was nothing. Because like I said, he just sat there. He didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Spike was just stirring the pot, just like Coach said. He said, but the bottom line is this. You invited that, and I invited it. You invited that. Now, everything that happens moving forward, they're going to come back to that.
There's no question. There's no
because
question.
Because you got what they say, you got all tight. You got your panties in a bunch. Yeah, you got tight with it.
It's only week two, guys.
Yeah, it's only week two, and you got tight.
All right, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, I'm going to try and speak calm because I talk fast a lot of the times. Hugh.
Yes.
They done deducted like 90, 80 of your sacks, bro. They've been killing you lately. And yesterday, everybody was on you. You know, you did play the game. I'm going to give you the credit of playing the game and the respect to playing the game. So everything you said and how you felt was valid. We're fans right here with the pom-poms up. You were accurate. But where you are not accurate at is this defense is a luxury. My goodness. I know, Jalen, I know everything was wrong. But when we went to the Super Bowl, we had the number one pressure in the league. And last time I went to Super Bowl, the defense was looking all right, too. And the other time I went to Super Bowl, guess what? The defense was too dang gum good. So the defense ain't a luxury. It might not be a necessity, but, brother, can we get the middle ground at least, okay? Now let me talk.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk back, Gritty, because it sounds like you're about to cook.
Oh, bro. Rotisserie Roseman. Shut it up, bro. Put season on everything, huh? So Howie season, I put that on everything. Bro, what are you doing? You let this guy, Nick Sirianni, come back and coach my team for what? An absolute embarrassment. Am I going for it? Am I not going for it? You got one job, and you limp and noodled in half of that. You can't even get the spaghetti hard, bro. What is going on with this guy? No answers, no structure, nothing. And then you look at the team, like you said, they're out of shape. They're wheezing. So you're going to get Fangio, who sounds like he's a hard-nosed guy, but everybody's out here with cushion and pushing, chilling. No traction. Howie Roseman, you put this squad together. You gave me this lame duck, punk, Scooby McDoo coach again when you had 8 days to fire him and you didn't do it. Then you go out here and get old man Magoo, Vic Fangio, who sounds good but ain't doing nothing to teach these young guys. Then you drafted all these Georgia pound puppies, kick them out and put them in the kennel, bro, because can't none of them hunt. What are we doing
not
right now, okay?
Puppies.
What are we doing? And it all starts with Howie because right now he put the best team together on paper. On paper, run the ball. I know Saquon should have caught it, but you also should have ran the ball. But if my coach had any kind of balls, mindset or morals, he would have did what he's supposed to do and kicked that field goal in the first with his 0-0. Vibe check, I don't know. It is what it is. Again, Rotisserie Roseman, thanks for cooking it up for us, brother. Looks like we're going to have a great, great season. Oh, the Saints. Oh, win the Saints. Come marching in. I talk to you. Oh.
All right, there he goes, Blackbird. Yeah, the Saints, the Eagles were favorites yesterday. That line has flipped pretty fast as we move forward to this Sunday against New Orleans in New Orleans. So his point on Howie is fair. Howie made some mistakes here, Hugh. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I know we've spent a lot of time on this show and on all of WIP on the Hassan Reddick thing, and maybe that was a situation he couldn't fix, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to acknowledge that. Like, maybe just it was a broken situation. But the answer he had, his solution was, well, Bryce Huff and Nolan Smith, they got it. They don't have it. That's not Hassan Reddick out there. I'm seeing.
I'm not as down on them. I think it's fixed. But let me say that, and I understand why everybody's upset. I totally do, but I feel like it's fixable. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't have enough information to validly, you know, say what they're doing down there. But I'm thinking it's fixed because these guys. The things that I'm seeing are like fundamental, like small things. Like you don't have to be the biggest guy out there to rush the passer. I remember Cameron Wake that played for Miami.
He's a good player, yeah.
He wasn't that big.
CFL guy before?
Yes, he was in the Canadian football. Yeah. Cameron Wake wasn't that big. And Cameron Wake played for the Dolphins. He wreaked havoc. It's about leverage, man. It's about angles. It's about using their body mass against them. Like, these guys are fast off the corner. They just, like, from what I've seen, they get wired to blocks a lot. They get wired to blocks a lot, and they don't play with their hands. It's frustrating to watch them play. And I see Bryce huffing, and guys are, like, giving him big-ass hugs, and he can't get off the block, and he's pushing, like, you know, I'm like a little brother, like, let me go. And like, dude, you got to play with your hands, man. You have to have spatial awareness. You need to know that if you're coming off the corner humming like you are, stick one hand in. Your one arm is longer than both of their arms. Mm. And keep them off your body. They don't do anything in the pass rush game to allow them a chance to touch the quarterback because they just get engulfed. It's almost like somebody just like they running in. You know how when your child, you're giving them a bath and they jump at you and you put a blanket on them and you hug them to keep them warm? It's the same thing. It's like they're running into it like this. You're their dad or your mom, and they just running into the warm blanket. You can't do that. You can't do that. The one thing I saw last night when BG was playing, old-ass BG, and I'm going to keep saying that because I need everybody to understand that this dude is 36 years old, and he's out playing.
He's their best edge rusher.
Young cat.
He's their best edge rusher.
When BG played last night and he was getting pressure, he would come off the line and he would shock the tackle.
He would. He's actually bringing it. Nobody else is, unfortunately, so far. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Blame game. Who do you blame for an epic loss? I mean, they had that game won. They gave it back last night. We'll talk to Merrill Reese. He'll join us. Your phone calls, and he will break down what he's seeing, specifically with Bryce Huff in the next.
Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
That's a pretty sure play. I like the play call here. Everything is there except the catching of the football, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Saquon for that, man. I'm not mad. I mean, you should have ran the ball. You should have ran the ball, but I'm not mad at him for dropping it.
Well, I'm not happy he dropped it either.
No,
I mean, he's got to catch
the
ball.
It's not like I'm excited that he dropped it. But, you know, I had some friends from Atlanta. They called me last night. I was like, oh, your fan base is going to kill Saquon for dropping that pass. They're idiots. I'm like, man, nobody's going to kill him for that.
Well, oh, Kyle did blame him. I mean, here's what, you know,
seriously?
Well, he dropped the pass to end the game.
Okay, he didn't execute it. But it was, the play call was sound.
So, well, no, I don't think it was. I mean, it was a bad decision. There's different elements to this. And we'll get to all your reacts here. 215-592-9499 for the call. If we're just judging it by, like, the design and the call, it worked, right? It got him open.
Yeah, yeah. Strictly the call.
The call was fine. The decision to pass, I believe, was faulty, especially when you factor in that they didn't then go for it on fourth down. If you're going to go for the third down pass, you got to go for the fourth down. And also, the Saquon thing, Does anyone know? Do the Eagles know he's dropped more passes than any running back in the NFL the last 4 years?
What did analytics tell them in that situation?
Well, I don't care what the analytics tell them.
Well, I think that's why they ran it, Joe.
Yeah, but guess what? Sometimes you got to use your eyes. And Sirianni doesn't use his eyes.
No, I mean, I feel you.
First quarter of the game, when they went instead of going for the field goal, right, early in the game, they're in the red zone. They don't have A.J. Brown. Your best receiver is my weight at 160. Okay, he's not a red zone target, Devontae Smith, it's difficult for him, more difficult than it would be if you have AJ in the field. They didn't go for the field goal then, so that's a dumb decision. Okay, and then you go to the fourth quarter, and you throw into a guy that drops more balls than any running back. Saquon's not a very good receiving back. He is a tremendous player, but he has a lot of drops. It's not a sound decision by any stretch. Let's hear Sirianni after the game. Why did they throw the football on the 3rd and 3?
Hey, what was your thought process on the 3rd and 3 call on the pass? And on that play, is there a mechanism where Jalen just sits down, takes a sack, mm-hmm. if that's not wide open?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside, and it didn't work.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, it didn't work. They got baited into it. They got baited into throwing the football when there was no reason to throw it there. Saquon Barkley, he had the drop. Kyle, did blame him. And I'm sure he won't be the only one today. Here's Saquon after the game on the drop.
Dropped the ball. Let my team down today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch, gained over. Relax. Went back to my old habits and just got to go back. Get back to work.
Were you surprised about the play call? Did you expect a running play or...
No. Once I knew it, I thought it was a great play call. I just got to make the catch.
Well, he does have to make the catch. Unfortunately, he did not. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. What's up?
Oh, my God. It was a...
You all right? Take your time. Take your time,
Larry. Yeah, we all got to take a deep breath today.
Take a deep breath, man. Larry. Gather your thoughts and then, holler at us.
What do you got for us?
What you got?
All right. It was a horrendous loss. Like, this might have been, coming into the season, the first two games, you're supposed to make a statement with the offense and the weapons that you had and then the team that you built. And to get in the game, the first drive down the field, Nick Sirianni is a bonehead. You pass the ball on the 4th and 3 when you have a running back who's getting 9-plus yards a carry on the first drive. And you want to throw the ball in the end zone. Run the ball! You or kick the field goal. I was pissed off in his decision-making on, I get you want to be aggressive. You want to start, you want to make a stand, you want to be aggressive. But run the ball. You have a weapon that is primarily unstoppable on the ground, and you want to throw the ball when it's not time to throw the ball. I think he just needs to be at home with his headset on, watching the game, and doing it from there. Should not be on the sideline.
So we want Sirianni at home for the next game? Just keep him home?
Keep him home for all season. Huh? He's a bonehead who makes dumb decisions. When you want to pass the ball when it's not time to pass the ball, you want to run the ball when it's he needs to do something else besides what he's doing.
Well, this is him. I mean, unfortunately, Larry, he's the head coach of the team, and Larry, we appreciate the phone call. He's not going to be home unless they fire him. He's going to be on the sidelines. He doesn't have any responsibility, offense or defense. His job is to get the players ready, prepared, right? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
They did have 9 penalties last night and again lost a turnover battle. And his second job is the in-game decisions. This is all his job is here is to do, is to keep this thing on the track during the game. We can't come on here and talk about Sirianni affecting the game in a negative way. That's his only job. And he failed at it last night. Even with the defense, how bad it was. And it stinks and it's not a luxury. They could have won, even with no A.J. Brown. They should have won. All they had to do was finish the last drive. All they had to do were to... I just want him to decide, am I aggressive, am I conservative, Hugh? And last night, he was back and forth.
It was all over the place. I mean, and you can ask that question legitimately because of the beginning of the game when, you had opportunity to take the 3 points.
Yep.
You didn't take them. And we're sitting there and we're wondering. Like, sometimes... the easiest thing to do is the most obvious. I mean, and I understand where you're coming from, Joe, because we kind of went through this morning. Man, run the football, man. I mean, I understand we are in a situation where, you know, we have a little bit older back and we're concerned about his health. But listen, hey, that man, how much money are we giving? We can't work. We are not, we don't have the luxury right now with our defense in the position that they're in right now. We don't have the luxury to be playing chess. These are straight checker moves. These first couple games of the season.
Yeah, they have been checker
moves. And I know, listen, I know I've been on here and I always talk about playing chess and not checkers and all this other stuff. Last night, we should have played checkers. Because last night, we should have, instead of trying to be cute and distribute the ball around and talking about we should have did this, that, man, run the ball down their throat. They couldn't stop it. Just like we couldn't stop the run. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Three, and I understand that, you know, in situations where, you know, you want to be, analytics tells you to do this, that, and the third and all this. Nah, bruh, run the ball. Run the ball. Give the ball to Saquon. Give the ball to the other backs. Just keep the ball on the ground. Keep that defense off the field. And people are mad this morning talking about how bad this defense sucks. This defense is exactly what I thought it would be.
It's worse.
No, it's exactly what I thought
it would
be.
It's so bad.
That's the worst yards per play allowed in the league.
Let me tell you what happened last night, which I tried to tell you was going to happen. This team is not good against the run. They're not even good at setting the edges. They can't even stop. Everything that you see the Falcons did last night, it was perimeter runs. They ran to the perimeter because neither end, I ain't seen an end set an edge in 2 weeks. Hell, they ain't set no edge so much that I feel like I need to be cussed out because I used to play the position and I know what I'm supposed to do. At 53 years old, I'm looking like, damn, I'm looking around. I got PTSD because I'm like, damn, set the edge. Hell, I'm not out there. But you get what I'm saying? They're not playing sound defense, but you keep rolling them out there. You keep running these old stupid-ass plays on offense, and you keep running them out there instead of protecting your defense and running the football.
But they did run a lot.
Ran a lot. You need to run more.
But how much can you run?
You need to run more.
I think they ran yesterday between Hurts and Gainwell.
No, because they had, like, between
Barkley,
the two of
37
them.
37 rushes.
Like, Barkley had 95 yards rushing for, like, 22 carries, and Jalen had, like, 15 or something. But still.
But at some point, doesn't the defense have to figure it out?
Man, listen, they ain't figured it out yet.
Why not? They have allowed in two games. This is going to sound made up. I'm not making this up. They've allowed 10 rushes of at least 14 yards. It's by far the most in the NFL. They can't stop anybody.
You know what it is? And I understand what you're saying, Joe. And it's like, how much is too much? Because when you look at the rushes, they had 37 rushes. They had 37 rushes, like, between Jalen, Kenny Gainwell, and Saquon. They needed more because you got nothing from your defense. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's sad that it is. But, you know, we're willing to run BG old ass out there and play him to death, but we're not willing to do that for the running back who's a lot younger. I mean, hell, this is the situation that we're in. This is the situation that we've been put in. Hell, BG, like I said earlier, the oldest cat on the field was the first person to get to the quarterback. If I'm a young defensive player, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed because this old-ass man who's on his, and no disrespect to BG, I'm just making a point, this older veteran player, this revered player, is the only cat out there that's putting pressure on the quarterback, and you got two young Thundercats out there that got blazing speed and youth on their side. Can't get nowhere close to the damn quarterback. That's embarrassing.
Well, the whole defense
is embarrassing.
Thomas Booker is making more plays than Carter and Davis. Thomas Booker.
And how the hell are you tired? Like, I saw guys out there with their hands. How the hell are you tired in week two? What are you doing at practice every day? Like, I'm sitting there talking to Seth, and we're, you know, two old-ass guys that used to play the game that realized that, you know, just, like, it's a country club now. Let's just call it what it is. It's country club living. You know, you can wear flip-flops and sandals to practice now and get work done. You need to do everything. You're making too much damn money to ever allow yourself to be tired on a football field. You just are. Hell, get on the treadmill. Do cardio after work. If you know you're going to play, it's a good chance that you might be in games like this. Let me tell you what I do know for a fact. It's going to be another game like this this weekend if you don't get your head out your ass. Like, seriously. The Saints see that film. They look at that film against the Green Bay Packers, and they're going to look at that film against Atlanta Falcons. You know what I'm saying? You know what Alvin Kamara going to do? Ooh. Whoever has Alvin Kamara on their fantasy football team, you put him in the lineup. If he was on the bench, put him in the lineup because he's about to go off this weekend.
Yeah, he might go for 150 against this defense. I mean, and at some point, I know Hugh, you were talking about tired, conditioning, yeah, and like just finding some guile deep down.
Find some pride.
Yeah, but at some point, that's important. They might just not be good. I mean, we have to acknowledge this. Nolan Smith might suck. I mean, if we opened our eyes to this, he can't play. Bryce Huff can't play. Jordan Davis, I've been waiting for 3 years. He might not be able to play. And Jalen Carter, like, we went a little too far on the next Warren Sapp thing. Make a play. Make a play. Kirk Cousins can't move in the pocket, and he's standing back there just waiting and waiting and waiting. And the guys are coming open in the secondary because they can't cover either. I mean, like, they've got a problem, and that's why I go back to the coach. I'm not blaming Nick Sirianni for the defense. He has no control over that. That's Howie. That's Fangio. But he gave Kirk Cousins extra time, and then instead of going for the fourth down to end the game with his offense and his expensive quarterback, he kicked a field goal. Like, he did everything wrong there. You have to get the first down, or you have to run clock. You can't not run clock and not get a touch the first down. It makes no sense. Lamar's in Philadelphia. Hey, Lamar.
Oh, man, gosh, where do I get started? Hey, Joe and Hugh, that was awful. And I want to say one thing. Like, this is the earliest I've ever checked out of a season. And they may say it's a stretch, but for 20 years now, since you've been playing, we've been watching this team do nothing to replace Jim Johnson. It don't matter what you do on the offense. The defense is so bad because they've got one philosophy. That philosophy is play stick defense. You watch college football, Joe, you watch college football. We have some of the best talent that's came out of college the last 5 or 6 years. You mean to tell me all these guys became brain dead when they got to the NFL?
Well, Lamar, I don't think so. But I do have a question that I've just been wondering. It's not just to you. I've just wondered to myself. Lamar, with all these Georgia kids, I have started to wonder if they were all B players, all together on the same defense, and they together were an A unit, and they're not that great of prospects. That we got duped, that Howie got duped, that there were 11 B to B plus college players all playing together every Sunday against maybe 3 or 4 legitimate NFL players every week, and they looked better than they individually are. Because none of them, except for Carter the first half last year, looked that good.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think that Jalen Ramsey is the A1 cornerback?
Well, not anymore, but he used to
Not anymore, but he used to be.
Yeah.
But did you hear what Jalen Ramsey said about Vic Fangio? To me, Vic Fangio is the leader of all these little mini-me's we've had the last 5 or 6 years.
The leader.
He believes in the sticks. He's the leader of them. So last night, what I've seen is, you had times where they only rushed 3 guys. You rush 3 guys and you got 8 guys in coverage. A receiver just found a soft spot in the coverage, caught the ball. But if you notice who they rush, it was time they rushed Nolan Smith. You can't rush two linebackers that are 200 pounds off the edge and one defensive tackle, and then act like you're getting pressure with 5 400-pound linemen.
Well, that's not going to work. Not Lamar, I get it. I mean, Lamar's going back to the style of defense that they play. They played it with Fangio now. They played it with Desai last year. But did we forget this worked with Jonathan Gannon when they had good players? Kyle, when they had good players on this defense, the scheme – we could pick things apart in the sticks defense, but like when they had Hassan Reddick in his prime and they had Javon Hargrave and they had a better version of Josh Sweat and they had Fletcher Cox and they had TJ Edwards and they had a younger Darius Slay, this thing worked. It wasn't the scheme. They don't have good players.
Everybody complained about the sticks defense and 10 yards off and stuff, but they set the franchise sack record that year because they had guys that could actually get close to the quarterback.
Guys that had that want to, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
talented
understand.
Players.
Like, guys, I'm watching the film right now, guys on the ground, guys on the back, guys getting pushed around. Like, that, to me, I hear what you're saying about the talent. To me, that's more pride than anything. Like, that's pride. And like I told you, like, when Jim Johnson was here, and I hate to invoke the ghost of the past and God rest his soul and stuff, it was a different era, man. And you know, I was sitting here talking to Seth. When you play defense, especially playing defense here, it was different because you thought about all the other guys that came before you. You know what I mean? And you thought about how prideful it was to be a part of a Philadelphia defense. I remember when I remember my first time coming to the stadium, and he was hurt. Andy Harmon, he was here the year before I got here, and he was done. Like, Andy Harmon was that dude. Like, people loved Andy Harmon because he played tough and he was a hardcore. He's not one of the names that you would readily remember, but the reason why I bring him up, because he was a guy that played tough. He played hardcore, and people liked that about him. This defense right now, man, they're okay with being pushed around. They're okay with being on their back. They're okay with guys running them over. It's pathetic to see. It really is.
Pathetic is the right word. 215.
You got all these grown-ass men out there. It's pathetic.
215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for last night's loss? It's Sirianni for me. He was on coaching overall. The defense was awful. The play calling, not good. And, of course, the Saquon drop. I mean, you know, we did a meme on Nelson Agholor for years when he dropped a pass. That Saquon drop was terrible. I mean, he's he knows it. And I'm not saying he lost in the game, but he catches that ball. Things are different. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy ugly day, man.
It is an ugly. It's an that man. That went from they're about to be 2-0 to man, this thing got ugly fast in a very short period of time. What are you feeling, Chris?
Dude, here's what I feel. I watched that game with extreme confidence the entire time. I knew it was a tight game, but I felt good. I felt like we had control of the game. Felt like it was going to be a good outcome. And literally in the last minute and a half, I just got punched right in the stomach and was like, what the hell did I just watch? And you know who I blame? Howie. I blame Howie. This is Howie's team. Howie put the milk carton of players together. He brought in Huff. He's the one that drafted Nolan Smith. He's the one that brought in and drafted Jordan Davis. He's brought in all these bums on defense that cannot find the quarterback. They don't even know who he is. I watched Jalen Smith multiple times get knocked on his keister. I mean, you?
Yes, sir.
Out of respect for you, brother, you're saying he doesn't have any fight? Dude, these dogs, you, I need you to go down there and straighten these men out. I don't know what is going on. They have no fight. And you, Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry, sir. You were correct yesterday. You were 100% correct with what you said. I mean, these guys have no heart. They're a bunch of tin men out there. It is disgusting to watch them. And no play, Slay. No play, Slay. Where the hell were you on that go-ahead touchdown? You didn't have the inside leverage. You had outside, and you bit inside and left Drake London wide.
He admitted that, though. He did admit that because he said he was too busy looking at the quarterback, and he let Drake get out. Yeah, he admitted that. I mean, hell, it's a bad play. But at least he, like Slade, at least he did admit it.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Well, I mean, it's a start because you remember last year he didn't admit stuff like that. I mean, I'm just commendable.
Maybe he's starting to cheat with his eyes because he can't cover anymore. Have we thought about that?
Yeah, and when you start at rock bottom, I guess, you know, any little thing is better than what you did last year.
You got to take positives out of games.
Positives, Chris.
No.
Last night,
absolutely not.
That's an old timer, Hugh.
I know I'm being heavy-handed, but it's out of love. I think they could get better. They need
on defense?
Yes, I think they need to have some tough. They need to have some tough conversations.
All right, you said they could get better. Other than Jalen Carter, are we sure anybody else is really that good right now?
I think they can. I think
who's good? Who's good at what they do?
I feel a little uncomfortable, Joe. Because
I'm about to stand up. I just want an answer because everyone keeps telling me they could get better.
Joe, I feel
Nolan Smith. Can he play right now? The answer is no.
He got some speed.
He got speed. Rocked by a running back. I got Bryce Huff getting blocked by a tight end. Jordan Davis is just there. He's just taking up space.
He needs to get in better shape.
N'Kobe Dean, everyone tells me, well, he's good against the run, Joe. Teams are averaging seven yards a carry.
It's not considered being good against the run.
I'm just not sure any player on this defense is that good.
Positive yards down the field.
It's not good. And then I got a head coach who has no idea what he's doing in late game situations. I mean, he's just situationally, he's just making it up as he goes along.
They got to play better.
20
up front,
hit. 18 hold. Like, what game are we playing here, Nick? I can't do it anymore. Kevin, what's up, man? Losing it.
Was that a gambling analogy? 18 hit, 20 hold.
It was black. It was black. Come on, blackjack. You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm upset. Kevin, go ahead. Sorry.
In the second quarter last night, I had three different people text me. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Kirk Cousins or Jalen Hurts? I mean, it's amazing. Kirk Cousins is 7-5 against us, and while I agree with everything you said, Jalen Hurts as the quarterback last night, the number one paid player on our team. How does he get a pass? Six straight games with an interception before I get to Fangio. Six consecutive games. We walked off the field with a timeout. He makes a horrible play.
His arm got hit, dog.
I don't know if it did.
Come on, man.
No, it didn't.
Out of all the people you want to blame, you're going to Jalen.
Well, hold on. Hold on. He's... Hold on a second.
I get it.
I mean, all they need is 15 yards for a field goal, and no, he throws a pick.
You're right. And you know what?
Correct.
It's funny.
It's a Seattle game all over again.
Yeah, he could have. He had other options. He went to go.
Yeah, deep. Listen, I get it. Yeah. We had 7 points at halftime. 7 points, and that's not a good football team we played after 11 days of preparation. That's the best we've got, and I don't care about A.J. Brown not being on the field. We had the two best players on offense on the field.
Britton Covey and who?
We had 7 points.
Britton Covey.
I agree with you. Why is he throwing him the ball?
Britton Covey has six catches.
Kevin, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, he's not wrong. Hurts throwing the pick there. Hurts getting a little pass today.
He is. Yeah. Because outside of that, he had a pretty decent game. He got a decent game running the ball. And I'm not laying blame there. I'm more mad at the offensive coordinator for putting that bad defense in the position that you put in. You know we bad. You ever seen the movie Devil in a Blue Dress?
No, I haven't.
There's a character like that Don Cheadle played, and it was Denzel Washington. And it was his cousin. And every time he left somebody with his cousin, they ended up dead. So Don Cheadle asked him, like, hell, if you didn't want them dead, why are you leaving with me? It's kind of the same thing with this defense. Devil in a blue dress. This defense, why, if you don't want them to score, why you put us in position to help make them score?
You don't want us to die, why are you putting the defense
yeah,
on the field?
You got to watch it, man. It was a good movie. It was a good movie because it was like he brought his cousin up from down south. He's like, if you ain't what he did, why you leave with me?
So you're saying when the defense in the field were as good as dead?
Yeah.
And that makes me feel better?
Well, it should, especially if you got it in a tight game.
All right, 215-592-9494.
I tried.
I know you tried. We'll come back. Your phone calls. What hit you from the loss last night? Your calls next segment. Merrill will react with us at 11. Plus, when we come back, Sirianni already getting a bit testy at his press conference. That's next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Guys, I have a confession to make, one that I and many of you have to make. Hair's thinning. My hair's thinning. Your hair's thinning. Hugh's hair's thin a long time ago. And listen, it happens to all of us. You know what I did? I visited my friend, Dr. Rafi, and he gave me hope. Look, everyone loses hair as we age, and our hair loss won't stop until we stop it. I'm not talking about those over-the-counter shampoos and supplements, because if you use them, you know they're not a permanent answer. Looks matter. If you're newly single, have a wedding or a job interview coming up, trying to land more clients, or just want to look the way you remember, you don't need to suffer anymore, because Dr. Rafi and his team at Precision Hair Restoration will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE technology or the non-surgical Almatet. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100, the 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
Clarify on the calls, though. Kellen's making,
Kellen's the offense coordinator that makes, right, so. Kellen's offense coordinator makes the calls, yeah, if you're trying to stir that up.
Rule him on those calls.
Yeah, I'm the head coach.
Okay.
And away we go. Welcome back. It's Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show.
A little testy.
Yeah, a little testy. Well, I mean, I think that... Is the reporter trying to stir it up? Yeah, a little bit. But is it a fair question there? Who's making the call? Like, Sirianni's got to be able to veto that if he wants to, right? That's the way I view it. Like, third and three.
I mean, he's the head coach.
He's the head coach. Like, Kellen comes up with the idea, all right, this is the play. And maybe Sirianni's good with it, but if he's not, he could say, look, let's run the football. I mean, he's in charge of the game. He's the head coach.
Too early in the season to be that tested, too.
Well, coming off of last year, I'm not surprised.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's a little telling. It's a little telling.
It is?
You know, because, I mean, I guess, you know, in a situation like that, that's a normal question to ask. Who was doing what? And what happened? And for you to get testy, that speaks volumes. I mean, let's just say what it is. For you to feel, defensive. Because, you know, it's funny. Yesterday during the show, and Spike set me up for this, by the way. Because I'm listening to the show coming home, and, you know, I'm listening to Ike's analogy. Because, you know, you try to listen to see... Like, if you're, like, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but you want to kind of see if you're on the same wavelength.
Sure.
So Spike comes in and say, yeah, Ike was talking bad about you. Ike didn't say a word. And so I got defensive because I was like, what are you talking about? Da-da-da-da. It's the same thing. And it wasn't nothing to be defensive about because, like I said, we were on the same wavelength. Same thing with Coach Sirianni. It's too early in the season.
Can we hear it again? Let's hear the question defensive. And answer, because it did feel a little bit like a very strong reaction to something that I don't think is out of left field to ask.
Clarify on the calls, though. Kellen's making, that
Kellen's the offense coordinator that makes right, so. Kellen's the offense coordinator makes the calls. Yeah, if you're trying to stir that up,
rule him on those.
Yeah, I'm the head coach.
Okay.
See that's a strong reaction to something like you've inadvertently opened the door.
Yep.
For us to speculate on who made that, who vetoed what. Like, that's what you did. That's why I went and to wrap it all up, after I got defensive, I sat there and I was like, oh, shouldn't have gotten that defensive over something that was nothing. Because like I said, he just sat there. He didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Spike was just stirring the pot. Just like Coach said, he said. But the bottom line is this. You invited that. And I invited it. You invited that. Now, everything that happens moving forward, they're going to come back to that.
There's no question. There's no
because
question.
Because you got what they say, you got all tight. You got your panties in a bunch. Yeah, you got tight with it.
It's only week two, guys.
Yeah, it's only week two, and you got tight.
All right, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, I'm going to try and speak comps. I talk fast a lot of the times. Hugh.
Yes.
They done deducted like 90, 80 of your sacks, bro. They've been killing you lately. And yesterday, everybody was on you. You know, you did play the game. I'm going to give you the credit of playing the game and the respect of playing the game. So everything you said and how you felt was valid. We're fans right here with the pom-poms up. You were accurate. But where you are not accurate at is this defense is a luxury. My goodness. I know, Jalen, I know everything was wrong. But when we went to the Super Bowl, we had the number one pressure in the league. And last time I went to the Super Bowl, the defense was looking all right, too. And the other time I went to the Super Bowl, guess what? The defense was too dang gum good. So the defense ain't a luxury. It might not be a necessity, but, brother, can we get the middle ground at least, okay? Now, let me talk.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk, Black Gritty, because it sounds like you're about to cook.
Oh, bro. Rotisserie Roseman. Shut it up, bro. Put season on everything. Huh? So Howie season, I put that on everything. Bro, what are you doing? You let this guy, Nick Sirianni, come back and coach my team for what? An absolute embarrassment. Am I going for it? Am I not going for it? You got one job, and you limp and noodled in half of that. You can't even get the spaghetti hard, bro. What is going on with this guy? No answers, no structure, nothing. And then you look at the team, like you said, they're out of shape, they're wheezing. So you're going to get Fangio, who sounds like he's a hard-nosed guy, but everybody's out here with cushion and pushing, chilling. No traction. Howie Roseman, you put this squad together. You gave me this lame duck, punk, Scooby McDoo coach again when you had 8 days to fire him and you didn't do it. Then you go out here and get old man Magoo, Vic Fangio, who sounds good but ain't doing nothing to teach these young guys. Then you drafted all these Georgia pound puppies, kick them out and put them in the kennel, bro, because can't none of them hunt. What are we doing right now, okay?
Puppies.
What are we doing? And it all starts with Howie because right now he put the best team together on paper. On paper, run the ball. I know Saquon should have caught it, but you also should have ran the ball. But if my coach had any kind of balls, mindset, or morals, he would have did what he's supposed to do and kicked that field goal in the first with a 0-0. Vibe check, I don't know. It is what it is. Again, Rotisserie Roseman, thanks for cooking it up for us, brother. Looks like we're going to have a great, great season. Oh, the Saints. Oh, when the Saints come marching in. I talked to you. Oh.
All right, there he goes, Black Gritty. Yeah, the Saints, the Eagles were favorites yesterday. That line has flipped pretty fast as we move forward to this Sunday against New Orleans in New Orleans. So his point on Howie is fair. Howie made some mistakes here, Hugh. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I know we've spent a lot of time on this show and on all of WIP on the Hassan Reddick thing, and maybe that was a situation he couldn't fix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to acknowledge that. Like maybe just it was a broken situation. But the answer he had, his solution was, well, Bryce Huff and Nolan Smith, they got it. They don't have it. That's not Hassan Reddick out there I'm seeing.
I'm not as down on them. I think it's fixed, but let me say that. And I understand why everybody's upset. I totally do. But I feel like it's fixable. I just don't know. I don't have enough information to validly, you know, say what they're doing down there. But I'm thinking it's fixed because these guys, the things that I'm seeing are like fundamental, like small things. Like you don't have to be the biggest guy out there to rush the passer. I remember Cameron Wake that played for Miami.
He's a good player, yeah.
He wasn't that big.
CFL guy before?
Yes, he was in the Canadian football. Yeah. Cameron Wake wasn't that big. And Cameron Wake played for the Dolphins. He wreaked havoc. It's about leverage, man. It's about angles. It's about using their body mass against them. Like, these guys are fast off the corner. They just, like, from what I've seen, they get wired to blocks a lot. They get wired to blocks a lot. And they don't play with their hands. It's frustrating to watch them play. And I see Bryce huffing, and guys are, like, giving him big-ass hugs, and he can't get off the block, and he's pushing, like, you know, I'm like a little brother, like, let me go. And like, dude, you got to play with your hands, man. You have to have spatial awareness. You need to know that if you're coming off the corner humming like you are, stick one hand at your one arm is longer than both of their arms, and keep them off your body. They don't do anything in the pass rush game to allow them a chance to touch the quarterback because they just get engulfed. It's almost like somebody just, like, they running in. You know how when your child, you're giving them a bath and they jump at you and you put a blanket on them and you hug them to keep them warm? It's the same thing. It's like they're running into it like this. You're their dad or your mom and they just running into the warm blanket. You can't do that. The one thing I saw last night, when BG was playing, old-ass BG, and I'm going to keep saying that because I need everybody to understand that this dude is 36 years old, and he's out playing.
He's their best edge rusher.
Young cat.
He's their best edge rusher.
When BG played last night and he was getting pressure, he would come off the line and he would shock the tackle.
He would. He's actually bringing it. Nobody else is, unfortunately, so far. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Blame game. Who do you blame for an epic loss? I mean, they had that game won. They gave it back last night. We'll talk to Merrill Reese. He'll join us. Your phone calls, and he will break down what he's seeing, specifically with Bryce Huff in the next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.